Aubrey Parsons. Accents voice reel.
To begin at the beginning. It is spring. Moonless night in the small town. Starless and Bible black. The cobble streets silent. And the hunched courtiers and rabbits wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black fishing boat bobbing sea.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a fucking big television. Choose washing machines, cars, compact disc players and electrical tin openers.
You're always going to have problems lifting a body in one piece. Apparently, the best thing to do is to cut up a corpse into six pieces and pile it all together. And when you've got your six pieces, you're going to get rid of them because it's no good leaving it in the deep freeze for your mum to discover.
I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have any money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
So, here it is. Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun. Look to the future now. It's only just begun.
You're Tyrion Lannister, the Queen's brother.
My greatest accomplishment. And you, you're Ned Stark's bastard, aren't you? Did I offend you?
Sorry.
You are the bastard, though.
Lord Eddard Stark is my father.
And Lady Stark is not your mother, making you the bastard.
What the hell do you know about being a bastard?
All dwarfs are bastards in their father's eyes.
I'm dishonest and a dishonest man. You can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly, it's the honest ones you want to watch out for because you can never predict when they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
A bloke walks into a chip shop with a card under his arm. Here, you sell fish cakes? Chip shop guy says,
sorry, no.
Shame that. It was his birthday today.
Stop that! You're not even a proper woman. Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Do you not get it, lads? The Irish are the blacks of Europe, and Dubliners are the blacks of Ireland. And the Northside Dubliners are the blacks of Dublin. So say it once, and say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud.
All right, Beatrice, there was no alien. The flash of light you saw in the sky was not a UFO. Swamp gas from a weather balloon was trapped in a thermal pocket and reflected from the light of Venus.
Loneliness has followed me my whole life. Everywhere. In bars, in cars, sidewalks, stores. Everywhere.
Je vais lui faire un offre qu'il ne pourrait pas refuser. I'll make him an offer that he can't refuse.
It's a simple quote. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. A caval donato non si guarda un poco.
Only you can hear and see behind the eyes of the sleepers the movements and the countries and the mazes and colours and dismay and rainbows and tunes and wishes and flight and fall and despairs and big seas of their dreams. From where you are, you can hear their dreams.